Radio, MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One neo-Nazi group agrees not to return to Charlottesville after its involvement in last August's violence. John DeCleese and Dan Rather are among the attractions for this week's TomTom Founders Fest in Charlottesville. And what can Virginia learn from the two-thirds of the other states in the country that have expanded Medicaid under Obamacare? This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, April 10th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
An attorney for a neo-Nazi group that participated in the deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last August has signed a court order barring members from returning to the city as an armed group. The Daily Progress reports the consent decree signed Friday on behalf of the National Socialist Movement is part of an ongoing litigation to prevent paramilitary activity at demonstrations. The city government, neighborhood associations, and businesses sued various white supremacist and independent militia groups that participated in the August rally. The rally was held in part to protest a Confederate monument's removal. The group says it's unlikely to return this August when original rally organizer Jason Kessler plans to hold another demonstration. Kessler is suing to hold an anniversary rally after the city denied a permit in December. Comedian John Cleese and former CBS News anchor Dan Rather are among the speakers to be featured at the 7th Annual TomTom Founders Festival in Charlottesville this week. The festival includes more than 200 events ranging from public policy discussions to local food sampling to open-air block parties. The week-long festival began on Monday. It's scheduled to run through Sunday in Charlottesville. Cleese will moderate a discussion on the nature of consciousness and the mind-body relationship and will also perform a solo show. Rather will discuss his career as a journalist and this moment in our national identity. The festival is sponsored by the TomTom Foundation, a nonprofit organization that celebrates entrepreneurship, culture, and innovation in small cities. The event is held each April in conjunction with Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Also, Virginia's capacity to generate solar electricity is expected to triple over the next 5 years. That's according to a recent report from the Solar Energy Industries Association. The Virginian Pilot reported on Monday that enough solar energy may be generated in the near future to power upward of 200,000 homes in the state. The solar industry has been growing nationwide, but it still only accounts for about 2% of the nation's capacity to generate electricity, and that's smaller in Virginia. The figure is just 0.5% in Virginia. Several reasons account for the growth. The cost of installation has been falling, and the demand for green energy has been soaring. Owners of farmland are also finding that leasing their land for power generation is more profitable than growing traditional crops. Finally, as Virginia considers expanding Medicaid, many people are looking to the experience of other states. Have any of the 33 states that have expanded health insurance for the poor and the disabled come to regret the decision? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope looks for some answers.
One argument you often hear in Richmond against expanding Medicaid is that it's a budget buster. Opponents say projections about how many people will enroll are so flawed that costs go out of control. But Michael Cassidy, the Commonwealth Institute, points to a recent study from the Brookings Institution that undercuts those arguments, finding that states that already expanded pretty much had costs under control because those projections were spot on.
And for Virginia, the fact that this debate has been dragging on for years means that we're actually in a better position to have a deep understanding of who we're likely to see enrolled in our program and what the costs are.
But Melissa Fowles at Americans for Prosperity says numbers from the federal government paint a different picture.
When you've got states like Kentucky, Ohio, even Massachusetts trying to roll back eligibility or do other things to kind of pull back on this program, that doesn't really scream to me that Medicaid expansion is working and that it's not a budget buster.
Several states that expanded Medicaid have Republican governors and Republican-controlled legislatures. So far, none of them have reversed the program and denied coverage to people who live in poverty or with disabilities. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.